Right, well, Candy, first I'll say thank you very much for doing the interview with me.
Absolutely, it's my pleasure.
I'm going to ask, what first got you into music?
I grew up in a musical family. My dad is a producer and a touring musician, so I grew up on a tour bus kind of my whole life and just was raised in that environment and just fell in love with every aspect of it from a very young age.
Okay, when did you first discover that you wanted to be a musician?
Probably around 6 or 7, I started doing musicals and performing live, and that was a nice introduction. And then I grew up in Los Angeles, California, and then when I was 11, I moved back to Nashville, Tennessee, and that's whenever I started kind of taking music seriously, and I actually started songwriting for the first time, and ever since then, I just haven't stopped.
When you were younger, who did you used to listen to? Who were, like, your favorite artists?
My parents really raised me more in 80s music than what was kind of current for my time. So I grew up listening to like Def Leppard and Bon Jovi, Cyndi Lauper, Heart, all of that. And I think that's kind of what fueled the slight rocker side of me.
Your parents are awesome. That's
yes,
what I'm going to say
are.
Right now. Okay, so all that kind of music, do you feel that was a big inspiration to the musical steps that you've since taken?
Absolutely. I've always loved the mixture of live instruments and very edgy sounds, also with like computer programming and synthesizers, and that's really like the sound that I'm going for right now is very influenced by that. And we're in a day and age right now where that 80s style is kind of coming back, so I've been taking little essences from all of that and adding it to my music now. So it's always been a part of the genre that I've wanted to go into, so it's definitely been a huge influence for me.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about your own music now, because you have been releasing some music. You're currently in the process of getting music out to the world with your EP. What can you tell me about your EP so far?
So far, I'm really, really excited about this EP in particular. The last EP that I released was like 6 years ago, and it was the first music that I ever released. And now releasing a whole new product, I really wanted to be careful in what I wanted to present, because it kind of feels like a whole new rebranding situation. And right now we officially have all the songs written. It's going to be either a 5 or 6 song EP. And I didn't want it to feel like the same kind of songs over and over. I wanted a lot of contrast in everything that I presented. So we have some songs that are straight up like pop rock, and we have some songs that are indie pop, and then we have some songs that are straight up pop. And so I'm really excited. We have 3 of them produced right now, and so we're working on the other 2 to 3, and I think it's gonna be pretty fun. I'm really excited for people to hear this kind of new evolved sound that I've been working towards.
Okay, you just said 6 years ago you had an EP out. I just need this reminded to me, how old are you now?
I am 17 right now.
So you had your first EP out at 11.
Mm-hmm. Kind of crazy.
That is crazy, thinking that at your age you're about to release your second EP, and well, I know many musicians didn't even do their first one by that time.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate to have the resources that I've had, and to be able to kind of grow and evolve in music from a very young age. I think it kind of gives me a leg up to be able to say that I've been working on this for a while, and that I have a little bit more experience than most 17-year-olds.
Okay, this is something I've got to ask. I'm going through a couple of items. You can tell me whether or not these are true, but yeah. I'm reading here that the 2006 Grammy Award ceremony, you actually played the piano for Kelly Clarkson's performance of Because of You.
Yes, I did. That was like the craziest experience. I had never played piano before then, and the opportunity was presented in front of me. They were like, do you want to audition to play piano for the Because of You live performance? Because I was actually in the music video for Kelly's song Because of You. I was little her, and they were trying to recreate the idea of the music video for the live performance with a child piano player and then a little kid orchestra situation. And so I'd never played piano before, but I was like, yeah, sure, that sounds like a great idea. And I ended up learning piano in like 3 hours and then auditioned and got the spot. So I don't know many like 7-year-olds who can say they did that.
I assume from that, because you said that you was in the music video as well as doing the performance, and also I saw there is actually a video on your Facebook of Kelly Clarkson promoting your EP as well.
Yeah, she has been the kindest person. I've known her for about 13 years now, and she has supported me through everything I've ever done. And I've always been really strict about, I never wanted to use her or anything. I didn't want to just like pull that string whenever I wanted. And but we were talking about the EP that I was working on, and she offered to do a video kind of promoting my EP. So she's just the kindest person ever, and I'm so flattered that she was willing to do that.
Have you tried asking her for a bit of a duet maybe between each other?
We actually performed together a few years ago. It was one of my first live performances, and it was for a charity event called House of Hope. And we were both playing the same event, so she came out and sang a song that I had written. And you can find the video somewhere on YouTube. I'm not sure where it is now, but the song is called You Have Me. And it was such an honor to be able to say that I've sung with her before.
I think that's amazing that you've got someone like that who is supporting you. And I assume that that has helped you in particular getting to the stage where you're at now, getting your new music out. That must be such a big boost for you.
It's been super flattering and super kind of her.
And also as well, I've been reading about you've actually acted in certain TV shows as well.
Yeah, I was born in Nashville, and then when I was 3 years old, my family moved to Los Angeles. And when I moved to Los Angeles, another opportunity was presented in front of me to do some acting. And I've always kind of just been that personality where I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll do whatever. And I booked my first commercial when I was 6 years old, and did a few TV shows and music videos, commercials, all of that. And acting is so fun for me. It's really fun to be able to portray other people's stories and just kind of push yourself out of your own box to be a completely different character.
Okay, I'm going to go back to the music because, as we're saying, you have got your EP coming out soon, but you have teased it with your first song that's coming from it, Crossover, which I really enjoyed. I thought it was a lot of fun. What was it like for you making that song?
It's been really interesting creating that song, actually. I wrote that song almost exactly a year ago. It was a year ago in August. And we had written the song. I wrote it with a girl named Lisa Goh and a guy named Will Weatherly. And she was like, she's known me for a while, and she was like, I feel like you're really stepping into this new stage of life. So let's kind of write a song that's been capturing that. So I wrote that song, and we knew we wanted to be working on a product sometime soon, but I didn't specifically write it for the EP. And then little did I know that I would be diagnosed with thyroid cancer in October. And then now being on the other side of that and being really healthy, and then we decided, okay, we want to start working on this EP. What's the first song that we kind of want to release with it? And re-listening to Crossover, it just fit. Really, I did step into a new stage of life, and I became a new person, and somehow, without even trying, that song just fit absolutely perfect. So we spent probably about a month to 2 months getting the track exactly the way I wanted to. I really wanted it to capture a new sound and capture a certain vibe about it. And once we brought in the right producers for it, it was like, yes, that's exactly what I want. And I want this to be the first representation of this new artist that I'm becoming. And I'm really surprised and amazed at the response that we've been getting for that song. Everyone has been identifying with it and loving it, and I couldn't ask for anything better.
Well, the song has been released as a free download on Noisetrade. Do you think that's been a massive boost for yourself?
Absolutely. Noisetrade accepted me to be a part of their emailing list in July, I believe. So they blasted my song with a few other artists out to pretty much all of their subscribers. And we've gotten like a huge response back from that. And that's been such a great help, especially towards the campaign that we're doing towards the EP. A lot of people who have found my stuff on Noise Trade have then gone to my website and donated. And that's like the best thing that we could have asked for.
Okay. I'm going to go just a little bit to the past year, because there has been a lot that's happened to you. There's been quite a few times when you haven't been in the best of health, but you have continued on, and it stands out so much for what you've done. Your music is brilliant, and it's your attitude to life is just unbelievable. And I think what you've done, I can't even put it to words, it's just brilliant. And to see what you're doing now, I mean, how does it feel for yourself to go from the stage that you were at, say, a year ago to what you are now?
It's been an insane journey. It's been very scary. It's been very stressful. But it's amazing the new outlook on life that you get after going through something like that. And that's really been fueling my music in a whole new way. And I feel like I have a lot more to say. Not necessarily like preaching to people like, look at life a new way and everything's going to be great and blah, blah, blah. It's just, I feel like a whole new rawness has come out of me. And you start to realize life isn't about putting on a persona or faking this whole thing to get people to like you. Because honestly, like, to get super deep for a moment, I shouldn't be here today after everything that I went through, battling 2 cancers in 1 year at the age of 17. Like, that's crazy. And all my doctors were just blown away by my case. And so it's a true blessing every day that I'm here, and I'm so thankful. And so once you get into that area, it's like, no, I'm not going to waste my time on these pointless things in life, the things that you really don't need to stress about or worry about. And so musically, it's like I have a whole new freedom in all of it. And I hope that people can receive that when they listen to my stuff, that I'm being very vulnerable and I'm being very raw with everything that I'm saying, because I have a story now and I kind of just don't want to hide anything anymore. Like, this is just, it's who I am, it's what I do, and if people can relate to that, then that's amazing.
And do you feel that a lot of your fans have helped you through all this as well, have been very supportive of you?
Well, honestly, I kept it very under wraps that I was going through cancer through the whole thing until I launched the EP campaign. So I kind of, you know, hid under a shell for a little bit. But the response after the fact of everyone supporting what I'm doing now and just, you know, seeing the strength that's come out of it, they've all been really supportive in that. And I was the reason I didn't want to, you know, publicly go through my process was just, I never wanted to be the girl who had cancer, or everyone look at me as the girl who had cancer, because that's not my identity and that's not how I felt in those moments. And so I'm glad that now releasing it, I don't feel like they're looking at me as this like little charity case. They're seeing that, no, I'm strong and I'm fighting and they're here fighting with me.
Some of the shows you've done a couple of shows with Kelly Clarkson as well, but your own individual shows, have you got any concerts yourself that you're going to be doing soon?
I just had my first show back in 10 months about 2 weeks ago, and it was the best show that I've ever done. I worked really hard on my set to be something special. I really wanted it to feel like a true performance and a true show. So now that we've done that first performance, I am about to possibly start touring colleges here in the fall, and we're actually putting together a tour right now. So hopefully I'll finally get to see all the faces that I've been talking to through social media.
Have we got, because I haven't seen this, it probably is there, but I've not seen it just yet, but have you got a date for when the EP is going to be due out yet?
We are planning on releasing it in the month of October. We don't have an exact like day yet, but we absolutely want to get it to people by October.
I know you've got this EP coming out. That's the next priority. That's the next step. But have you already started planning on what to do after that EP has been released?
I'm really going to be focusing on touring after that. I haven't had the opportunity to tour myself yet. I've been doing local shows around Nashville for the past few years, but I really want to expand my horizon and get out of Nashville and start seeing a lot of people. So that's going to be our main focus after we release this, is to get it out to as many people as possible and to see as many people. And we're going to be working on music videos and everything to be releasing along with the EP.
I'll say right now that you will be very welcome in the UK.
Oh, thank you very much. I would love to come.
Okay, I've got one more question for you, Candy. And if you ever got the opportunity to work with anyone in the world of music, so anyone that you really enjoyed, so any singer, any writer, any producer, who would you choose and why would you choose that person?
Recently, I've been very influenced. Well, actually, really in the past few years, I've been really influenced by 30 Seconds to Mars, and Jared Leto is the main guy in that band, and he is also an actor. He's a producer, like movie producer, and but their music, like, it's just so anthemic, and you listen to it and you like just want to jump around, and you just feel so connected to it. It pulls life out of you. Like, it's amazing. And I would so love to work with him and have him like mentor me and almost produce all my stuff to get that same reaction out of people. Because I've always said, if all I do with my music is get people to respond to it, whether they absolutely hate it, like they just listen to it and they're like, this is terrible, and gets them like angry and want to throw their phone across the room, or if they listen to it and they cry or they feel amazing or they feel connected to it or they feel understood, that's my goal. Like completely, that's my goal, is to get people to respond. And if they don't respond to it, then I haven't done my job correctly. So Jared Leto and 30 Seconds to Mars have really captured that and have been a great influence for that. So if I could work with them, heck yeah, I will take that opportunity.
All I have to say is that if you ever got a chance to do a music video with him, he'd have to be dressed up as the Joker.
Totally.
Because that, don't get me wrong, that picture that's been going around online of him as the Joker, it creeps the hell out of me, but it's cool at the same time.
Oh yeah, it's so creepy, but he can capture that character so well.
All right, well, Kennedy, first, massive thank you. This has been really great to finally chat to you, finally learn more about you, and
thank you so much for this opportunity. It means so much. All right, well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure meeting you through the computer.
And a pleasure talking to you too, Kennedy. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Talk later.